I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 5:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Utah mental health experts say it's really important to keep things age-appropriate when talking to kids about tragedies, including school shootings like in Texas. But they say a good first step is to ask your kids what they've heard about it. I'm KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers.
Second, one of the co-founders of the FANEX convention appeared in federal court in Hawaii this week. He's accused of threatening to bomb multiple sites in Salt Lake City earlier this month. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot.
The crash is cleared. Westbound I-215 South Belt at State Street. All lanes of travel are open. We're starting to see some improvement, but residual delay is still all the way back to the East Belt. And northbound Highway 89, still a slow drag. And this is as you're going from Fruit Heights up to I-84. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Temperatures will approach record highs for tomorrow. We'll have another cool down this weekend, though. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 80 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott calls the 18-year-old who opened fire at an elementary school in Uvalde yesterday demented.
It goes beyond, seems to me, a mental health issue. That is the sheer face of evil itself.
The community is trying to come to terms with the loss of 19 students and two teachers.
The FBI has found no evidence that the attack on Robb Elementary School was inspired by terrorism. Race doesn't appear to be a factor. The shooter and most of the victims were Hispanic. And Governor Greg Abbott points out that
there was no known mental health history of the gunman.
Abbott bristles at the suggestion of tighter gun laws, circling back to
we as a state, we as a society, need to do a better job with mental health.
And at hardening soft targets like schools. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Uvalde, Texas.
President Biden is urging Congress to pass tougher gun laws. At least one Republican, Utah Senator Mitt Romney, says he's open to a discussion. Daria Albinger.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
ABC News.
Now the in-depth on KSL, a Utah Democrat. State Senator Derek Kitchen has opened a bill file. That means he's started work on increasing the legal age to purchase a firearm in the state. Derek Kitchen says it doesn't make sense for people who can't consume alcohol, 18-year-olds, to be allowed to buy a gun.
In a traditional sense, this would go before a committee where we would have a smaller group of lawmakers take up the issue and talk about, you know, what the policy proposal will do. Assuming it passes out of a committee, then it would go to the full body of the Senate, and then it would go through floor debate there. There's a long process. But ultimately, you know, you look at what the legislature is willing to do on sports, and we have one transgender girl in the state, right? Honestly, this is the kind of issue that they should take up in special session. We are seeing far too many people threatened every single day with gun violence. The fact that we cannot go to the grocery store or to church on Sunday or to drop our fourth grader off at school without fear of whether or not they'll be safe from gun violence. It's time for us in the state of Utah to finally take action and to do something to protect our children.
Kitchen also says he feels hopeful the bill will receive bipartisan support from his colleagues.
There's certainly an appetite to have the conversation. I received a phone call about an hour ago from a strong Second Amendment supporter, constituent Republican in my district, who said, you know, I'm not for a lot of gun policy, but this is common sense gun reform. And he's right. This is designed to keep Utahns safe.
He also says condolences aren't enough. There needs to be more urgency for change.
I just want to say that if we don't act now, this is going to happen again and again and again. We saw it after Sandy Hook. We saw it after the Pulse nightclub shooting. And we saw it in Buffalo and then again in Texas just yesterday. We have to take action right now. We need Republicans, Democrats, independents, and others to come together and pass common sense gun reform to keep Utahns safe. This bill does just that. It's time to get it done.
State Senator Derek Kitchen, his bill would increase the legal age to buy a gun from 18 to 21, but it's a long way from becoming law. The legislature holds its 45-day session starting next January.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.